Do you feel tired? Sluggish? Is life getting you down? Do you have trouble making friends? Then try the new beverage sensation, Old Happiness.
Your own television set is a crude sort of radio telescope, and some of the snow, the unavoidable flecks of light you see on it, is radio noise coming from the universe.
You're listening to Tied In, CSUK Smithers Community Radio, 93.9.
The snow comes from the fireball of the Big Bang itself. It was here they picked up the first hint of an echo.
Your host Glenn gonna be here for, well, the show is normally 2 hours. I'm gonna be a little bit shorter. I've been invited to a barbecue. Can't say no to that, right? Summer, after all. Speaking of summer, we just experienced the Midsummer Music Festival. See some of the people here rolling in with their camper vans, dumping off their collected, well, unwanted, dropping it into the sewer drop over here that's located right behind CICK. Hey, I'm not complaining. We do have a pretty awesome location, Central Park. But, you know, the sandy dump is probably on not the highest of the things to see around here. But I just want to give the old nod there to those people dropping off what they don't want anymore over at the sandy dump. Anyway, moving on. Got a great show for you, including a little track there from Zed's Dead. Zed's Dead has been around for at least since 2009, and they've been working very, very hard at what they do. It's two producers out of Toronto, one going by the name of Dylan Mamet, and the other Zachary Rap Roven, but maybe better known as DC and Hooks. Anyway, they've been touring the world. Now they're in Calgary. I think they're probably doing the whole Stampede thing there, bumping around to different venues. Get a chance to see them. I think they might be really good based on what I heard. And we played a track from their most recent album here called Return to the Spectrum of Intergalactic Happiness. In the background is the Ontario band AMC Gremlin with a track called Sunset at Whispering Waters. And we got new music for you from Vertigo, Jade Elephant. Maybe we'll play a little something from the Bahamas. Maybe something from Dan Mangan. I got some really good stuff from Bloodshot Bill. And Bloodshot Bill has teamed up with another interesting, speaking of producers, a really interesting producer by the name of Lamping. And it's really very cool. I hope I have a chance to play that for you. Matter of fact, I will play it for you. That's what's going to happen. Right here on Outside In. Right here on Smithers Community Radio. This is a little band that you might know as 2 Hours Traffic, with a brand new album called I Never See You Anymore. This is Keep It Coming, right here. Keep it locked. CSK.
Don't
2 hours traffic. Hey, thanks for stopping at the Sandy Dump. This is Fox Warren.
Another day. Another day to start all over again.
Yeah. Thank you. saw ghosts and I saw red. I saw ghosts and I saw red. Perhaps it is, perhaps it ain't. Do you remember at the sock hop? Did I dance or did I faint? Did I dance or did I faint? Did I dance or did I faint? Did I dance or thank you.
first set. It was a long one. I was just trying to get them all in there because, you know, got that barbecue coming up. Starting off, we did it's a whole set of like older bands that have been around for a while. Starting off with 2 Hours Traffic. That's been around since the year 2000. So that would make him 25 years old. Happy birthday, 2 Hours Traffic. Based out of Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Their new album is called I Never See You Anymore, and I played a track called Keep It Coming. After that, we heard something with Foxworn. Okay, so Foxworn, this is a band that's only been around for a little while, but it's comprised of childhood friends, Andy Schaaf, which is like an unbelievable artist, Avery and Daryl Kissick, and Dallas Bryson, and Colin Nealis. They've been together as friends for a long time. This band has only been together for 2 albums. They called this album 2. And they go by the name Foxworn. And I strongly suggest you look up the band Foxworn. The video for the track I played called Deadhead is extremely weird. And so, if nothing else, if you want to see a very weird animation, doll animation thing, that's like a Viking going around chopping people's heads off, that's the video for you. Followed up with another older band out of Quadra Island is Mother Mother, who's been around since 2005, so that makes them 20 years old. We played from their new album, so they had a bit of revival. Some song of theirs got posted on TikTok and it went viral, and it kind of inspired them to make a comeback. And here they are. And they've kind of remade themselves to some extent, too. This album is very different from their last year album, but I still really appreciate it. It's called Nostalgia. We played a track called Little Mistake. Tanika Charles is an artist out of, I think, originally out of Edmonton, Alberta, but moved to Toronto when she got a gig as a backup vocalist for the Bedouin Sound Clash, which, if you get an offer from them, you take it. And that's exactly what she did. She came out with her, I'm not sure if this is a debut. This is one of her solo albums, but it's called Reasons to Stay. I play a track called Don't Like You Anymore. Followed that up with another old band celebrating an older artist who just turned 50. Joel Plaskett turned 50. All his friends, including the Sheepdogs, who've been around since 2006, I think. Let me see. I want to make sure I said this right. 2004. Got together. So I'm talking about people who've been in Joel Plaskett's recording studio, like Jan Grant and Sloan and Arkells and 2 Hours Traffic that I just mentioned, the Bahamas, and so on and so on and so on, have, you know, worked with Joel, or Joel's worked with them, or they're just friends. And they all got together and made this 22-track tribute album to Mr. Joel Plaskett. It was great. I actually, you know, it's because the songs are friendly, because they play so often on CBC and I hear them. But they're also great songs. They're just classics. Instant classics. And the Sheepdogs did a track called Down at the Kyber, and a good version of that, I think, off the album called Songs from the Gang. So go check that out. You're hearing, we played AMC Gremlin previous to this track that you're listening to right now. I was expecting it to be acoustic or instrumental, and it was not. But anyway, because AMC Gremlin has a lot of instrumental tracks, but that was a vocal track, and that's great. I thought it was great. Off the album called Return to Cloud City. And then in the background there, just for a minute there, you heard something from Cinephonic, a Ontario band that makes just lovely background sounds like that, called La City Engloutier. Engloutier? Engloutier, I think it is. Off the album called Refuge, that was just released in the spring of this year, 2025. Let's get right back into it here. This is Pup. I saw them not too long ago. This is Pup, P-U-P, on CSK Smithers Community Radio.
It took me a while to let it sink in, the way that you never say what you
such a long time to keep waiting, but I will. The hours, the minutes, the seconds, they fade away. The days and the months and the years, they fade away. Thank you.
That's why we're here, to solve them. You got two shoes on your feet and you don't know where to go. Take out those shoes from your feet and make yourself at home. Sometimes it's hard. Doesn't last long with your father. They owe you nothing, but they brought you here on time. They got two shoes on your feet and you don't know where to go. Take out those shoes from your feet and make yourself at home. Sometimes it's hard to find. You know you gotta keep, you know you gotta keep your head.
wraps up the show, I got one more track for you because I'm, like I said, I'm being enticed and dragged away by a delightful barbecue. That's not happening in my backyard, so gotta go. We heard something from Vertigo just recently there, just the previous track. It's a band, a new band out of Edmonton, and this is their debut 3-song EP called Autumn Dreams. Go check it out. Before that, we heard something from Jade Elephant. Jade Elephant's out of Calgary. And they consider themselves a power trio that brings rock and roll back to its roots, and it sounds like maybe that would be the case. I would almost call them a prog band. Perhaps. Played a track called Pay the Piper off the album Jade Elephant. Well, I guess that makes sense. And then Cut Cult. I heard something from Cut Cult. If you're a fan of Holy F, out of Nova Scotia, I believe. They haven't made an album for 5 years and have come together as band called Cut Cult, and it's a different spin, but I can still feel a lot of that Holy F in there. This is going to be great. I'm loving it. They've only released a 3-track EP, and guess what? They called it First 3. All right, there you go. Before that, we heard something from Movie Land with an album called Now and Then. They released, so I should give you some context here. So, Movie Land is a band out of Vancouver that's been around since the 90s. Then a big long pause, and then they came back, what, last year, something like that? And they did a revival of, they redid a bunch of their old tracks. Reissued some early recordings that they did. And they called that Then and Now. And now they've done a bunch of brand new songs that they released last month. Yeah, last month. And they call that Now and Then. And it's a great album. I think, you know, like, for a band that's been around since the 90s, sometimes it's really hard to stay relevant and keep your music sounding fresh. And I think they pulled it off. Now, a band that doesn't need to try to be relevant or fresh, because they always are, is Pup. P-U-P. Very young band. They've only have like a half a dozen or so albums, maybe, if that. And this is a slightly, I mean, they were known as a punk band, but this is not really a punk album. It's called Who Will Look After the Dogs. We play the track called Hallways off that album, and that gets us all cut up to the here and now. But before I have to go, I want to play you this track from the producer called Lamping, combined with the a weird vocals of Bloodshot Bill. Bloodshot Bill is sort of like a classic country, but a weird classic, but done in like very retro style. Well, here's not so retro sound of the same individual, and I'll play Bloodshot Bill for you next week on this show, Outside In. So stay tuned for that, but otherwise, see you next week. I should say we're also replaying this show tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And if you like what you hear, you can go to the website, smithersradio.com. You can support the station because we're still doing our membership week. We really could use your support. Go check that out by hitting membership and buying your $25 membership. Makes you a member of the station, gives you cool swag, and lets you vote at our membership and our board meeting. Annual AGM, that's what I'm trying to get at. But most of all, it just means you like what we do, and that's really great. So this is Lamping and Bloodshot Bill right here on CSUK, Smithers Community Radio. If you wanted to say,
song and dip a 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 dip. Just a million.